New York City, I pass the mic.
I got one.
Oh, you got one. Good.
Okay. Yeah, New York City is a hard place to have any kind of organization because there are so many thousands of them going on at any given time of the day or night. But despite that, our chapter has been growing. We've been getting between, I'd say 35 and about 42 members or people there for each month, I mean. And we've been having speakers from various places. The housing, the housing people. we also had the, oh my gosh, my mind went blank. We had a guy talking to us about ILIA, the thing they want to, this group would like to see compete with Braille or be part of the Braille, be part of the reading system for blind people. And I think that we made the guy feel very good, but I don't think anybody thought too much of it. It was very interesting, though. We've had a speaker almost every month. And then we have interesting things going on. We have all the time a trivia question. For each meeting, there is a trivia question. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, all right. Okay. Okay, so then we've done some social things together. We of course work on the initiatives that come from the national office, and when we worked with Link NYC, which was the group that was putting out these outdoor kiosks that you could go to. They were taking the place of telephones. The only thing is they were completely inaccessible. So with the help of Brown Goldstein Levy and the Disabilities Rights Advocates Organization in New York City, we were able to combat that, and they're relatively, in fact, almost completely accessible at this point. Yeah. Right now we're planning a trip to the Shake Shack. They are putting in all kiosks that are touchscreen, and that's the way you have to order, that's the way you have to pay, and everything. So that's, you know, you have to do something to go get your order with the touchscreen. And we're saying no can do, and we're not going to try. It's just impossible. So we're pulling a group together right now as we speak. We'll be pulling a group together and going over to the restaurant for some enjoyment. We're going to have a party there. But it's going to be fun for them to try to deal with, let's say 20 of us. So that's where we're headed now. And we did some fun stuff for Meet the Blind Month. We had a bit of a different approach. Romeo was leading it, and he decided that we would go to a museum and we would be independent and showing the people there what blind people could do while they actually gave us the tour, which would be a touch tour. And so you'd be able to touch everything. And it was just a kind of fun thing to do during Meet the Blind Month. We also had a barbecue this summer, and it was very well attended, and everybody brought things. It was great. It was delicious and fun. We had a fun game that Rashida brought us. So it's been just a good year. We've had a lot of good things happen, and we hope to do some real serious work with Shake Shack. Yeah, and that's what's on our board for right now, in addition, of course, to the national initiatives that come from Baltimore. So thank you for your attention.